Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Full Taker, the Full Taker.
Bombing the bombs, didn't think I had to decon. Running to the end,
zone like Dion. Look at them, I got them all living. Facebook crying cause I'm talking like I live it. They see a nigga shining and they fidget. Put folks on spine,
that nigga man.
When they ask them where the bitch is, bitches, I be where the hoes
okay.
be. You be where the hoes be, but you be looking lonely. They tell it, you know me. Maybe cause I'm like the Black Fonz and you something like OB.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you ready to attack? Whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact. Where you going, there was no turning back. No. All rise for the Requiem, stand up. You wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message. The Requiem.
Modern day stakes is high, peace they lie. Dudes live shows be looking like they lie. Too many blacks on stage, minus the instrument. When the last time you said something significant, you were Sambo, Rambo, and blackface. So ass, no class, video lactate. Where are my MCs? Too many actors. Where are the real fans? Too many hackers. Too many snitches. Posing as killers, rat on themselves, they supposed to be dealers.
No.
Used to sell cars, thought of a good front. Now you sell bars, that's what the hood wants.
Nope.
I don't buy it, we don't fuck with lame shit.
Nah.
But the bird find you real entertaining when your roster looking like Lambda Lambda. Cheese mofo, you on candy camera, I see you.
Yeah. Dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you ready to attack? Whoa. And you know it's a rap, it's a fact. Where you going, there was no turning back.
No.
All rise for the Requiem, stand up. You wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message.
There's plenty of coats in this whole world, that's why we learn to hustle.
Yeah.
Use the mind more than the muscle. I've been around the block 20 times, put designs in the rubble. You want twice the time, pay me double. And if the world stopped today, I'd be cool. Not to say I'm equal to the greatest of the people, but I know I'll beat the evil. Trying to thread a needle from across the room, easier than trying to make a living slinging hooks and tunes. See, the game's dead, but there's nothing that can stop the music group between the bars. Cushion pudding where the proof is corporate money, funny people suit, they about to lose it. Travels with the artist now, the real is about to rule it. So this a funeral song for the old days, we do one. 80s on your 360 deals, yelling out,
no way.
We the building with my dignity, get the writers, we write history. Roll a slip three, sit back, relax, you track to solve my mystery.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you ready to attack?
Whoa.
And you know it's a rap, it's a fact. Where you going, there is no turning back.
No.
All rise for the Requiem, stand up. You wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world get the message. The Requiem.
Take a look at my eyes and tell me if you see a poet. Fourth quarter heroic, or give me the rock and I blow it. You know it, my track record is impeccable. Player, my major flavor, all off independent revenue. That's what you led to do in corporate entities, and they agendas change hip hop. Pause parentheses, not the heart of it. I'm talking about how it's received. Close parentheses, turn on a station for a demonstration. It's paying is what dictates who flops and who the hottest. And some of y'all DJs is really jukeboxes. And not all of y'all is airway robbers. Y'all barter with A&Rs. I'm a partner with these bloggers. Sir Kel Spencer. Son is a beast, 100 pure. Nothing up my sleeve or under the seat. Son is a freak. Pause, I mean unorthodox. Pops war dogs on the boardwalk. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, dressed in all black, who deeper than the black, why you ready to attack?
Whoa,
and you know it's a rap, it's a fact. Where you going, there is no turning back.
No,
all rise for the Requiem, stand up. You wanna die with the rest of them, stand up. Best believe we'll address it, so that the whole world gets the message. The Requiem.
You remind me of the lathe. Got a glow like a shine on the blade. Lead a spinning for the spree well done. Looking like you forgot the detail on. And threw the damn thing in the match and he threw it. The booty so banging, it's actually stupid. My under D, so the hair wet. Make deal wanna hit it like the square solo berry. Baby girl on some plus size model, yeah. Can you do a little Kim do with the Sprite bottle? Let me know if I can fit in them jeans. Genuine speaking, how you getting them things? but don't mind me, it's just you remind me of my deep with that fifth behind me. They can't see you, but you can see them just like Kent. Baby girl, you the champ, yeah. Down.
Yo, you like a slum D song to sing. Girl, you all on my mind all day, I mean. And you just can't do no wrong, I mean. I'm thinking about plot, scheme, yeah, plot, scheme, yeah. You like a De La song to sing. You on my mind like my lines and rhymes and things. I'm trying to holler, won't you tell me what line to bring. Think about plot, scheme, yeah, plot, scheme. Before my breakfast in the morning, I be in the mirror looking, I be thinking about you often, girl. You the only reason why I show up at my job, cause I know that you be here, and my heart's in overdrive. I wanna say hi, hey, hello, but can't say much. Butterflies in my stomach got me feeling fucked up. I usually be knocking, but your fashion is immaculate. Your ass is so fat, attitude is you ain't having. I'm back in this, I got a plan, I put her in my atomist sphere. Hear me, dear, Miss Brittany with the spears through the heart. Look on her, she's better when it's dark. If only I just knew just when to start. I just knew just when to start. I should have somebody rob a rocket, but play hero. Play Robert and De Niro. Get Ivy plus De Niro. Cause I can turn into a ghetto superstar. She feel me then. I know I win. I know it's one for someone, huh? You like a P.E. song to sing. Girl, you all on my mind. Day of me. And you just can't do no wrong. I mean, I think about plot. Scheme, my plot. Scheme. You like a De La song to sing. You on my mind like lines. Trying to holler, won't you tell me what line to bring? Think about plot, game,
mom, plot, game. I'm on the leak, cause then you need to be spicy like Mama Mia. We sauce like Carabonic, won't you cry? She's respond, I'm on the D, it's a minute, chick sipping on the fauna. While I'm dressing off my new jeans, Gavana, cause she wear the Gucci. I tell her, vista, hey baby, como esta, sentida, francia, vista, va, Mardi Gras, sister San Maria. With jumbo strip and a buttery steak, I'll make you a plate. Now that's a cute, brother, a keen statement to make. Bon appetit. No, my own diva. She be Maria Mona Lisa. That's my own diva. Hasta la vista, hey bebé.
You like a hot top song I sing. You be all on my mind all day, I mean. And you just can't do no wrong. It seems I'm thinking about plotting a scheme. Yep, plotting a scheme. You like this SB song I sing. On my mind like my lines and rhymes and things. Trying to holler, can you tell me what lines to bring? I'm thinking about plotting a scheme. Plotting a scheme.
Love. Love is like a battlefield. And like pieces on a chessboard, you have to move accordingly. Pimps call it stalking prey. Another victim about to get slayed. See, my purpose is to get deep in your mind. To make love to your mind. I guarantee more action than a night on 7 Mile, baby. Something you will never forget. Something make you break out in the cold sweat in a blizzard. Don't get it twisted, baby. It ain't about love. It's for the love of the game. I saw, I conquered, I came. In that order. I hope you can swim, cause the water will get deep. And if you can't swim, you bound to drizzle. I'm plotting a scheme, baby. And I want you to be the star. And I'm the Big Dipper. You ready? Action.
Something or nothing. I remember them days when the block got hot, bullets flying for the what. It was like you ain't really give a fuck. I'm a sister mother, I'm your daughter, I'm your lover, and I'm right here, and I'm saying that it's wax sauce. Everything that you do, trying to be the boss, you ain't really, really doing it.
No.
I mean, honestly pursuing it.
Turn the TV on, the niggas seeing daddy. Guess they forgot to pay them cable folks. Them niggas in my front. know you feel trapped, like you wanna move on, but they hold you back. They face consequences of what you did on the bullshit.
Even though we had a will, we ain't have a way. They just told us how to live, we ain't have a say. All I know is the other side got some cuss for ya. Fresh khaki suit, nigga, if that's enough for ya. Got to spending all your money on lawyer fees. Throwing numbers at you like he's speaking Japanese. All cause a nigga at you playing bakery. I'm out here trying to get this bread, somebody pray for me. I'm always on the block, so I rarely go to church. They wanna hear from the preacher cause the truth hurts. And right now I'm so high, I should be scared of heights. A-Town, nigga, I be on that kryptonite. I got deadlines, nigga, no bedtime. The only thing promised to you is some bedtime. And how did I get here in the first place? Oh, that's right, see, the trap was my first place.
Really doing it?
Nah.
I mean, honestly pursuing it. Cause it's just it. You what every my earth to break your own. You see, it's a trap.
It's a trap, yeah.
Trap, yeah.
Trap,
yeah. It's a trap.
It's a trap life. Welcome to it.
Cause I know you feel trapped, like you wanna move on, but they hold you back. They face consequences of what you did on some bullshit. Cause I know you feel trapped, like you wanna move on, but they hold you back. They face consequences of what you did on some bullshit.
You know what it is, yeah. Drop a pride, nigga, to the day I motherfucking die, nigga. She put me in a motherfucking casket to put that dirt on me, homie. Out. Step to jail, nigga. I'm there. Count me in. Trap life.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, back on Bodega Fresh Six Man Radio. It's a Thanksgiving Day weekend, still the weekend for me, even though it's Sunday, and a lot of you are going back to work tomorrow, some of you are not, so we're still celebrating this holiday time. This is a really joyous time of the year, I find, don't you think? Sometimes I feel it is, anyway. So, I'm back for another installment, y'all, Bodega Fresh. My guest today will be Lyric Jones, the wonderfully talented. Not only is she an MC, but she plays the drums, she can play the bass, she can sing, she's a producer, she's a writer, and she's my guest today on Bodega Fresh Radio. That's right, on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. She's going to come up in a little bit. Couple of things happened this week, you know, in the world of boxing. I'm a big boxing fan, if y'all don't know. Hector Camacho passed away. Rest in peace, Hector. Got caught up in a little bad situation in Puerto Rico. Well, what can you do? You know what I mean? We wish your soul rest in peace and that you come into another life fresh and new, my brother. And also, I know y'all going to bug out on this, but Larry Hagman, that's right, y'all. Who shot JR? Homie from I Dream a Genie. He also passed away this week. So, you know, he was still doing his thing. He was on Dallas. They, you know, brought back Dallas on TNT, and he was JR once again, just older and still doing his, you know, low down, no good things. But we wished you a peaceful journey, brother Larry Hagman. Sorry to see you go. Really loved you. On to bigger and better things. If you guys have just are still eating Thanksgiving, you know, God bless you because there was a lot of food. Sometimes that food you think is going to last forever, but it really doesn't. But regardless, let's get into my upcoming guest, Lyric Jones. Let's get into some of her music, you guys, so you can get a little familiar with her. She also performed at the A3C in October. I think this is her fourth year in a row doing it. So we're going to hear her talk about that. We're going to hear her talk about being in Berklee Music Program. It's going to be a really dope interview. I mean, this chick is so dope. I mean, fabulous. Calls her like hip-hop's next. Knife Wonder says she's awesome. And Chino XL says she's like pure hip-hop package with the integrity of a male-driven genre, you know. So let's get into some of her music, and you'll get familiar. And she's going to come up next on Bodega Fresh, y'all. Six Man Radio. Yeah.
There's no melody that works in every life. We all miss a beat, but never lose tempo when the songs are coming through. There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat, but never lose tempo while the songs are coming.
11:30 in the AM, got slumpy bumping. Didn't eat nothing, so I threw together something. Popping my favorite Spike Lee joint. Do the right thing, cause lately was the case in point. Racism,
check.
Minimum wage,
check.
In the hood, being misunderstood by just trying to do good. Trying to get in where I fit in,
whatever that means.
In this male-dominated rap scene, was just not happening. Of course not the way I wanted to go. Be undeniable or not as rewriting my rhymes to groom the flow. Feel like I had the world on my shoulders. And hip-hop, man, it's like in dog years. I get older and bolder. But yet, still, I'm an infant. Repeating to myself,
I'll blow up in an instant.
But like a puzzle piece, I have a set place. So I move at my set pace. And it's hard with my game face. Yeah.
There's no melody that works in every life. But never lose tempo when the songs are coming through. There's no melody that works in every key. We all need a beat.
Yeah, we do.
But never lose tempo when the songs are coming.
Friends and fam come and go more like a frequent bus. For reasons why I weigh it heavy when folks say
I love you.
Wish I can keep the good times on repeat.
Syndication.
Get a sneak peek of what I go through weekly in the station. I guess in life I'm trying to cheat, know what the future holds. Protect my future goals, go to God to get my future told. Now I know I can't compare most to me. They're like a melody that doesn't work in my key, certainly. Sometimes a sharp nine is not available. Like attention misplaced in the song, I'm comparable. Makes my whole situation a parable. Teach the world what goes wrong, not always terrible. Lessons before dying on a daily. Seems like sex fraternities trying to haze me. But yet it doesn't faze me. Cause it's the northern streets that raise me, my defeat that saves me.
There's no melody that works in every life.
Yeah.
We all miss a beat.
Right.
But
true.
Never lose tempo when the songs are coming.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat.
Sometimes we do.
But never lose tempo when the songs are coming. There's no melody that works in every key. We all miss a beat, but never lose tempo while the songs are coming.
You never lose it.
There's no melody,
yeah,
that works in every key. There's no loving it.
Really? What was that?
But never lose tempo while the songs are coming.
Esperanza, Lyric Jones.
This is my team, Jalogic Masak. Mr. M from Chicken and Beef Incorporated, Monkey Gang, the mockumentary. And you're listening to Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. Big up yourself.
From the hoodie and Tim era, new era, fitted cap, doobie rap, freaky like a silk track. Feel me while I bring it back to rapping like the mic decided who was really rhyming after who was getting signed. Shit used to be credible, incredible vocab. No amount of swag or hide a whack verse. Girth was determined by the way you weave the word in. Observing where the harmonies and melody meet, do you accordingly speak? Weak shit was this, for lack of substance and relevance. The drum kick is no defense against the MC, who be captured by the spell of the beat. You feel it swell from your feet, deep in your veins till you bleed. Out from the pen to the ink, he coming back cause you fiend. A free rhyme, uncompromising, time for you to get your hands up. Feel it rattle like the bass in your trunk, that hard knock shit. Like niggas, this is my shit, fly without the nonsense. Just the MC, DJ, and a crowd. You ain't allowed to grab the mic unless you putting it down.
Lyrical composition must defy the competition. Make sure everybody listen and getting into the feeling you get when you really giving this shit 150%. Like nothing matters with this. So everything that you spit was meant to grab an ear, paint the picture clear, make it vivid, like living inside the moment, like you wanna take this ride. Everybody get your hands high. For this free rhyme, uncompromising time for you to stand up. Get your hands up for this rock shit. Nigga, this is my shit. Fly without the nonsense, just the MC, DJ, and the crowd. You ain't allowed to sit around while I'm putting it down. So just get live with it, get drunk to it. Let the rhythm move ya, this is real music. Get live with it, get drunk to it. Let the rhythm move ya, this is real music. Get live with it, get drunk to it. Let the rhythm move ya, this is real music.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, and I am back with tonight's very special guest, MC, vocalist, drummer, DJ. There's nothing that this woman cannot do. My guest tonight is Lyric Jones. Say what's up to the people, Lyric.
What's good, world? How you doing?
Yeah. Welcome back to Bodega Fresh. We tried this once before, but, you know, Block Talk has some issues, so we're just going to come back even stronger and really
stronger.
Give people boom, blast, interview, you know what I mean? So, of course, I didn't get to go to A3C this year, but you did, and that was like your third year in a row, right? Or is it third or fourth year in a row?
This is the fourth year. Yeah, this makes four. This is my fourth year as a performer, and then my fifth year just going. So,
wow.
Definitely. Yeah, it's crazy when you look back. You're like, time flies, because I remember my first A3C, and now, you know, I've performed 4 years in a row. It's kind of dope.
Yeah, that is really dope. And then that show is just, the whole festival is getting bigger and bigger, right? I mean, how was it this year compared like this being your fourth year, how was it this year compared to the last 3 years?
Well, I would say for this year, to me, it was the best assortment and variety of artists, like performers.
Mm-hmm.
It had everybody, you know, from underground to mainstream to, you know, from the south to the west to the east coast to overseas. The panels were amazing. To me, out of all the years, it was the best conglomerate of representation of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, it was very spread out. It was kind of like how it was the year you came in 2009, but more spread out. Like, I didn't like that. That was my biggest pet peeve, because someone who was very busy at A3C, I kind of just needed things to be centralized for me.
Right,
and I had to do a lot of running around and a lot of finding rides and shuttles and missing. I missed everybody. I think I saw like two shows. I saw Book Brown,
mm-hmm.
Rock. I saw Big Wreck. I saw Chino XO, and I want to say that's it. Like, I didn't see anything else because I was so busy performing and running from here to there, and the times
right.
that I could watch, you know, somebody rock, I'm, you know, in transition. So,
yeah.
You know, A3C was definitely, I feel like, more a little organized as far as just, you know, where they wanted people to go and things of that
mm-hmm.
nature, but it was just way too many venues, too many shows, not enough headliners, you know. It was
It was very spread out. Yeah, I was checking out the lineup. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of people. How is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and most of the people you really want to see, but how can you manage that? Because they also added the film festival, and then there's all
right.
these kind of panels, the producer workshops, and, you know, DJ
yeah.
panels, all kinds of panels, and you being the artist that you are, I'm sure you wanted to see almost everything because you have so many different talents besides being an MC. You know, you sing, you play the drums, you dip into jazz and hip-hop, a little soul music. So it had to be like a really crushing thing for you because I know how many things you wanted to catch.
Well, what I realize is every year, I mean, I've grown every year as far as my artistry. And this year, I was more on a selfish tip. And I clarify that by saying, you know, nobody was really worried about trying to see lyrics, you know what I'm saying, as far as other artists. So I had a different energy this year. It was more about doing me and getting to the panels I needed to be at, getting my video done, getting to my shows and worrying about me instead of worrying about catching everybody else's. Because after going to festivals over and over again, and they ask you all weekend, when you performing. And at the end of the day, when it's spread out like that, I already knew what it was. I knew I wasn't on any huge stages. I had a couple of decent ones. But I wasn't on a stage where a headliner was there where I was guaranteed a huge, massive amount of people already there, guaranteed. People had to work my shows into their schedule and then find a way there because I wasn't at the Masquerade, none of my shows.
I'm afraid that, you know, with each year that comes that the festival is going to get bigger and bigger and it may, you know, get a little worse to, you know, hit the things that you want to hit. But as an artist, I feel your fourth year, you should be pushed up on stage with, you know, on a bigger stage and have a bigger presence. You should try to do that.
That's the goal.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
well,
the goal for next year. It almost happened this year. A funny story is I was at the I think it was DJ Booth for Hip Hop DX stage in the back behind Masquerade. And I was backstage. I was waiting for Chino XL to rock. And he was running late, and they thought that he wasn't going to perform. And I was already there, and I already told Drez the Beatnik, like, if there's any extra time, I'm willing to perform. And that almost happened. Like, Drez called me to the side, and he was just like, "You ready?" I was like, "Really?"
Yeah.
I was scrambling around looking for my flash drive. I was like, my heart was beating like a million miles a minute because I was just saying, like, this is what I want to do next year. I need to be on this stage. It was huge, Nadine. Like, it was just mad people out there. Everybody wanted to see, you know, Freeway and everything. And it almost happened. But Chino showed up.
He showed up at the very last second. Like, here I am.
Like, as soon as the DJ, now I'm telling you, the DJ loaded up my set, I was ready. And Chino walked back. And then the stage manager was like, "Sorry, Lyric, I mean, he's here." And I was like, adrenaline rush, man. I was on level 10 all night just from that energy that almost happened. So I think considering that, it was slightly a sign, you know, for next year. Hopefully I would love
I'm confident that you are going to be on that bigger stage next year. I mean, you know, let's like focus on you now in this part of the interview. You know, you've been on the grind for a minute, you know. Every time I see what you're doing, you post things, it's like, you know, it's more, how can I say it, like detailed and like every time I see it, I was like, wow, it's like she's getting even more dope with everything. And I feel like your performances on stage, they're really powerful. Like, you command the stage. You look so comfortable and relaxed. Like, it's about to be a party in here as soon as I grab this mic. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, that's good because that's how I feel. Like, that's why I'm at home. Like, even more so than the studio. The studio intimidates me still. You know, it's on recording and it's forever. And stage is like in the now, it's in the moment. So take me as I am, flaws and all. It's kind of like that raw energy. And I love it because everybody's watching you and you just have, you know, you got to make people listen to your stuff. But when you're on stage, whether they want to be there or not, you know, just rock it, you know. And I realize how sometimes, like, even when I don't feel like it, like, there's been times where I don't even feel like performing. And I'll still smash, and I just know that it's just a natural, it's something that I can't do. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, I wanted to purposely not care about a show, and I just can't. Like, as soon as I touch the mic, I just, my whole energy changes whether I want to be there or not. You know?
That's incredible. Yeah, that's really good to hear because I've heard people say, like, you know, oh, my God, I don't even feel like performing, but I don't want to disappoint, you know, the base of people that have come out to see me perform or at least have this opportunity. Because every time you hit the stage, you really got to crush it, especially as an indie artist, an independent artist on the grind, you know. So for every opportunity you have, you got to take full advantage of it, whether you feel like it or not. And I know that's got to be really difficult. You know,
yeah, I mean,
but you don't make it seem like it is. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it did? I see a couple times. Oh, yeah. Like, there was this one show. I'm going to keep, you know, names out. But it was this one show I performed at where it was very unprofessionally put together. I got there. Me and my publicist got there. It was a real hood ratchet show. You know, my flash drive wouldn't work. And they didn't have no auxiliary for my iPhone or anything like that. It was just all about I don't have it from their part. And then there was nobody there. And then on the other side of the building, there was another event. So I showed up. I was like, I'm ready to go home. Like, I was tired. I did A3C that day. It was just tiring. And this was something that was not even an A3C event that they wanted me to perform at. So I showed up. I rocked two songs. I even went into the crowd and performed in their face. Some people were still ignoring me, you know. But even if there was, like, one or two people that was impressed by that, that's still a fan. You know, that's still somebody that can talk about Lyric Jones tomorrow or whatever. So that's the way I look at it. It can be one person. That's a lot to me. Because
there's a lot of artists that don't even have that view like you. Like, you know, if they see a venue is empty, or, you know, there's just a few people, it's like their whole energy seems to just drown out. But like you said, like, it could just be that one person. You just never know. And you got to perform, like, a place that's just packed and just kill it no matter what. And it's got to be, like, you know, your spirit must, like, take a hit when you see it. Because I know when I would do shows, like, I used to have this indie show that I did for indie MCs called Hip Hop 101 in the City. And sometimes the place wouldn't be packed, and I would feel pretty shitty because I'm like, I got these people coming to perform their ass off, and I have nobody here. But luckily for me, every artist, you know, looked at it the way you did. They were like, hey, I'm going to crush it anyway. I don't care if it's one person standing in front of me. And this is what I love about indie hip hop, indie artists, period. You know what I mean? They have the love for it, and they don't care. They're just going to crush it, and that's what I feel you do. But let's get a little into about you, though. Like, okay, you know, as you're not like – you're almost like you're a veteran. You know, I can't believe you said this is your fourth year or fifth year as a performer only? That's it?
No, it's my fourth year at A3C.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, no way.
Nah, I've been performing since I was – I mean, I started off on the gospel tip, like, rocking in church choirs and community choirs.
Mm-hmm.
On that tip, you know, since I was, you know, 10, 9 or 10, and I started getting into hip-hop, like, a little later. But I've definitely been performing and on stages since I was a kid. But every time is different. Every time you got to build up your energy, and sometimes I get nervous, but as soon as I get on stage, it goes away for some reason. Like, when I have smaller stages, I get nervous because everyone can see everything, every imperfection.
Yeah.
So,
is that where your vocal skills came from? Because I heard you singing that hook on Reasons Why. I'm like, her voice is nice. Right? It's really, like, deep and soulful. It's really nice.
Yeah, I love that particular track. Like, I don't know if I ever told you that when I perform, like, when I hear records and the track moves me, sometimes that, you know, when I get records that I can just drop everything and write to, those are the songs that come out. You know what I mean? So definitely it shows that I really like the track, that song in particular.
Yeah, it really does show. So besides being an MC, of course, you're a vocalist, you're a drummer, you even dip a little into DJing. You had the privilege of attending Berklee School of Music in one of their programs. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you were quite young at the time, too. So, I mean, for me, as I read your resume, I just feel like everything that you're doing is definitely manifesting for you, you know. It's definitely lining up, you know, because I see your track and I'm like, wow, this is incredible, you know, just the things that you've done already, you know.
I appreciate it. I mean, people fail to realize that, you know, even though when people look at Facebook and Twitter, it may look like everything's great and I'm just making moves and I'm grinding. Like, I'm in L.A. now. You know what I mean? People think I'm, like, in Hollywood kicking it all the time. But, I mean, honestly, it's cool that whatever I'm going through, people still see me through whatever, social media or pictures or whatever, and still are proud and still are like, you know, she's doing it. You know, I mean, perception will become reality soon. That's the way I feel like. So it's still, you know, it's cool. Like, sometimes I don't feel like that. I don't feel like how everyone interprets what I'm doing. I don't feel that way. So to hear, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, and this and that, believe it or not, I still need that lift too. Like, it still inspires and motivates me that everyone else sees sometimes what I don't see. So,
Well, it's my pleasure to tell you I see you, you know. And it's funny, I met you 4 years ago, and in the 4 years, you've done a lot, and I know you're grinding. You know, you're out in L.A., and it's not all roses, you know, because as an indie artist, you know, you have to work and you have to balance your craft all at the same time and your life, you know. So it's got to be a really hard grind, and, you know, even though I see the resume, and I see what it says, I know it's just not like, it's right, I got it made, you know, right? I know it's like a really tough grind because here you are in L.A. now, and, I mean, that's got to be tough. I always feel like L.A. is so spread out. Like, how you dealing with that, and why the move to L.A.?
Well, the L.A. move kind of, to be, you know, on a spiritual tip, I really just had a dream that I was supposed to be here. And there was a lot of stuff going on with me in Atlanta. Things, you know, I felt like that chapter was done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like, you know, when God tells you it's time to move, it's time to move. So there was nothing holding me in Atlanta anymore at all, actually. I mean, it's all my friends and roots to where I'm at hip-hop-wise now started in Atlanta. But, I mean, it was just time to go. It was time to go. So I just packed my car up and drove all the way out. And little by little, it's been progressing. But I'm definitely happy with my progress at where I'm at right now. And music actually took a little fallback for as I was trying to so bad to just take a break, but it just couldn't. It couldn't escape. Like, I finally just got on the mic and performed, and, you know, people know what I do out here. So, you know, I'm definitely 10 times slower than I was in Atlanta, but it's going to take, you know, time as far as getting to that level out here. But, you know, I'm working a 9-to-5. I take the bus to work. You know, I'm just like everybody else. So, you know, that's what it is. But I love L.A. I love it out here. It's definitely where I'm supposed to be for now.
Oh, that's
now,
dope.
What's next.
Dope. Well, let's talk a little bit about your debut album, Jones Street. You know, tell us a little bit about who's on that. And, of course, it's out now, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get on. I'm losing my train of thought, right? You can get on Bandcamp and purchase it, and iTunes.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Jones Street dropped in February. It was about a 4-year process, believe it or not. But it's definitely just shows where I'm at right now. Well, I mean, there's been a lot of growth since Jones Street's dropped. Actually, it's kind of been over 6 months, and I feel like I'm a whole different person, which is the beautiful thing about creating music, you know, that you can just kind of capture every moment and every season and then just put it out for people to kind of ride with that.
Right.
But Jones Street, I feel like, is baby lyric, like, you know, just coming into my own. You know, it features a lot of people who support me and I support on the record. Esperanza Spalding, Stay Live is on there. Fife Dog of A Tribe Called Quest, And then we got some Southern gems. We got Alien Craft, Playboy Trey on there,
wow.
Star Methuselah from the Underground Tip, Scala. It's just add some background vocals for a dope songwriter, Kevin Ross, who's a BET Music Matters artist. You know, I'm just, it's a nice, big, diverse conglomerate of the journey I've taken musically. From the Baby Rhymes, to me, it seems like Baby Rhymes, to my more personal stuff, to my more, you know, lyrical punchlines. It has, to my soulful hooks and concepts, there's everything on there. So that's what I love about Jones Street, and it just, you know, just shows my journey along the way. So, yeah, cop
wow,
that.
That's really dope. Cop that. Y'all cop that. And we have an incredible array of artists that's working on the album. Let me just ask you this. I mean, you have seem to have so many different talents. What made you decide that you want to really focus on hip hop and being an MC?
I don't think I chose. I think it chose me.
Wow.
Because I if you would have talked to me 10 years ago, when I was 14, I would have wanted to be a vocalist and neo. So, like, my favorite artist of all time right now is Jill Scott. Like, that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be the young her, you know, because I feel like Jill is so hip-hop. She's just so hip-hop in her
really
spirit,
is.
In her essence. You know, she may not be, but she be spitting bars, though. Like, people say it's poetry. I'm like, nah, she be, she'll be spitting. But, like, that's when I, like, a light bulb hit, and I was like, I want to do music, is when I got put on to her. So, it's, you know, making the long story short, if it was 10 years ago, that's what I wanted to do. And then I wanted to be a drummer. I wanted to do that. And then hip-hop came and just kind of, you know, stole my life away from everything. And then I wanted to do television and acting a little bit, and that still was just like me trying to have an affair with rap, and it just wasn't happening. So it just shows me. It's like falling in love for real. Like, it's something you can't help it. So
that's incredible.
You know, I just love I love words, I love the culture, I love the history of it. I love the uniqueness I bring to it. And I think that's what everybody sings. I mean, nowadays everybody raps, but, you know, everybody sings, everybody makes beats. But, you know, I feel like rappers, you can definitely pick apart, you know, uniqueness and rhymes more so than singing and songwriting. So I think you know, just me wanting to be dope and an individual, I think that's where rap came in too, because I feel I can be more of an individual as an MC, and then throwing all the other talents into the pot too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's really dope. So what you got coming up next? What can the people, your fans, your new fans that are listening right now expect from you? What's coming up?
Man, up next, I would say be on the lookout for this EP called Love's Trail Mix. I didn't really get a chance to dive into relationships and love and interactions with different people so much on Jones Street. Jones Street was more of a coming-of-age record. So the EP is going to be more of a niche-focused, topic matter-wise, on love and relationships, more soulful production. So I'm excited about it. It's coming along real nice. So that will probably be out in the spring, sometime before my birthday in June, which is the goal. And people look out for the music video, for Reasons Why, me and Fiend, MC out of PA. Song is just like magic, and I'm excited.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
You know,
I'm
excited.
I did a really quick search and just went out. I was like, let me see if she has anything from the A3C up on here. And I just did a search and put your name with the A3C, and the video came up. And I'm like, oh, I love this song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, of course, again, I got to mention, like, your energy on the stage, because you were losing your voice. You just kept going, you know?
Yeah.
You even looked like you forgot one of the chants, like, oh, what is it? But you were so on point and so on time. Like, No problem, you know. You make it look so easy, but I know it's a lot of work. I know it is, but you make it look like a piece of cake, you know.
That's one of the things I love about the feedback from this song is that, you know, in general I get the, you know, you're dope, or that song is, or, you know, your performance is dope. One thing I've been hearing over and over again about Reasons Why is that people really love the song. Like, people remember mm-hmm. the words to the hook. And honestly, that's what I want to hear, like, because mm-hmm. that means when it drops and when the video drops, it's going to do that much better because people like the song. It's not just dope visually or just a dope sound or whatever. It's like people are like, oh, that song is dope. And it's those key words that I was looking for that matter. So
yeah.
I'm excited
yeah.
about that. Seeing our chemistry is just kind of weird because it's so dope. So it's like amazing, the chemistry that we have. The video
mm-hmm.
is great. Shouts out to Katie Gray, who shot the video. He did that. He shot it on Saturday in the daytime from 12 to 3. Came and did some video footage at night at the show.
Mm.
He sent us the video the next day that night.
Wow.
I said, what are you, Superman? Like, who does a less than 24-hour turnaround on a music video? And then it's nothing less than amazing. It's like
mm-hmm.
ready to go. Like,
yeah.
as if he had a 10-person camera crew and everything. It's just, that's the type of stuff that sets the bar. That's why I'm such a stickler on things and my expectations are high, because
mm-hmm.
of people like that, you know?
Nice.
Like, that's just incredible. So, shouts out to Katie.
You know, it's like, it kind of like reinforces, like, I am on the right path, in the path that I chose. You know what I mean? Like, all these
right.
things just are attracted into your life because you're just on that path, and it just, you know, reiterates, like, yes, it's definitely going to come together. It's like people just come to you. It just says how dope you actually are. So, you know, I'm definitely taken back by your humbleness, and I love it, you know, but, you know, you are a really incredible artist. You really are, you know, from the day I met you, right? And then, you know, to now and all the things that you've done and all the things that's coming. I mean, the Reasons Why is not even on this last LP. That's in the future, right?
Oh, yeah, that's like, that's just going to be a separate, it's not going to be on anything. As of now, I
mm-hmm.
think I'm just going to put it out as a single and
mm-hmm.
let it do what it does on its own.
Okay.
Live on its own. I may make it a bonus track on Love's Trail Mix, but it's just not in the topic matter of what that record
mm-hmm.
is on. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just, you know, I'm going to just let that live on its own and just put it out as a single, you know.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, if you guys haven't done it already, look that up. It's on YouTube. It's called The Reasons Why, Lyric Jones featuring Fiend. Now, where's Fiend from?
Fiend is from Pennsylvania. He's from, I think, Northeast PA, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in Atlanta now. Amazing. Like, dude's sound, his voice is very unique. Very, like, every time people hear the song, they're like, yo, he's dope. You know, he's another undeniable artist. Like, he works so hard. He's one of those people that he's very loyal, and he does what he says he'll do, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and I clung to him immediately when we met, and in no time we went to the studio, and we heard the beat. Shouts out to Markotics, who produced it.
Mm.
We both looked at each other and was like, yes, this is it. And we
and
did it, like, you know.
Nice.
Took like 5 minutes for us to start writing.
Wow.
You know, it was just amazing. I did the hook. He vibed out. It was just, that's the type of stuff. I'm not really a collaborator per se.
Mm-hmm.
I am when it comes to making beats. Like, I love the whole thing of just getting with other producers, and I do the drums or they do the drums, and we just add things to it. It's a different hat when you're writing together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel like this is your words and your art. So I pick very wisely who I collab with on records. And sometimes, you know, I reach out and people don't bite, but sometimes I'm not even mad, because if it's meant to be, it'll be. all that to say, when I do ever collab with people, it's always magic. Like, I don't think I've ever collabed with anybody, and then the end result wasn't just, you know, beyond my expectations.
So, right, right. Well, I mean, I could talk to you all night because there's so many different things I want to say. Like, who's your, like, I'm gonna ask this question no matter what. Like, you know, the fact that I know you're a drummer, who are some of the drummers that you love?
Drummers that I love? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm getting in trouble. You're trying to get me in trouble for leaving people out. You know how many big brother drummers I got? I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I didn't know I started it. Yeah, that's like worse than asking who my favorite rapper is. But everyone wants to take credit for mentoring me. But, I mean, on just GP, like, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my bro Drew Marsh and Jason mm-hmm. Carpenter. They're the ones who I saw play drums in church, and I used to take sticks and run around and, you know, play around. So, shouts out to the Berklee musicians who taught me everything I know. Lyndon Rochelle.
Wow.
Who else? Marvin McQuitty, rest in peace. He just passed away. He used to play for Fred Hammond and a couple other people. He was a legend in the gospel world. The drummer is mm-hmm. very known for his pocket, and he just passed away. So, shout out to him. I used to study him. John Blackwell was one of my mentors. Lil John mm-hmm. Roberts. You know, Nick Gillespie.
Many people.
Yeah, just a lot of y'all. And now I'm like, But yeah, but honestly, like, my first 4 years of playing drums were just very impressionable for me. And it was
mm-hmm.
everybody. I asked everybody questions. I always wanted to share. So. Oh, and my
wow.
drummer, Leon Rochelle. I mean, Leon Cottrell. Got him out playing for Mac Miller now and Travis Porter. So I'm happy for him, too. So, all right, I'm done.
Okay. Dope. Well, Lyric, I want to thank you for coming on to Bodega Fresh and gracing me
thank
with
you.
An interview. I so appreciate it. And you guys cop that latest effort that she has out, which is.
Yes.
Which is Lyric Jones Street LP. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can find it on iTunes. It's really dope. She has some great artists on there. And you also have a site, lyricjones.com. If you guys want to know more about her, just Google it. That's it. She's going to come up. She's going to flood your page. You don't even have to go to anything.
Google.
Put it in the Google, Bing, whatever you use, and she'll come up, and you'll become a fan as I did when I first met her. So I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to get into some of your music again. You guys, hold tight, because we get into more Lyric Jones. Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. Yeah.
So today I took a stride to my whip instead of This is a Mr. Fish production.
Bring the bottles in. At this point, I probably should begin. Okay, I got a lot to say with little time. And niggas probably thought I lost my mind. I'm fine.
And you know that I'm bringing the bottles in. Fresh out of college and all natural. No ass shots or collagen. Few shots they swallowing.
We partying now.
Sun up to sun down.
Ain't no sleeping allowed.
Ain't no need for apologies.
I've been on some other shit. Jungle gym.
Don't fuck with them.
Gorillas and the monkey flip.
With me and my brother.
Nothing spin. Less than amazing.
You suckers need to call it quick.
We got the game chasing. Live from the motherfucking deck. Don't worry about giving, cause I'm taking my respect. Dunny Chin's getting checked like coats. Those who ain't doing always wanna talk the most.
Till a nigga flash the toast, then it y'all get ghosts. Bullets are parasitic, you don't wanna be the host. Take notes, listen close, dumb rappers need teaching.
Don't worry about me and you beefing. I wish a nigga would give a reason.
We can make it, I know.
I've been here, a bunch of dumb raps and some new gear. Who fear?
None of y'all, my heart don't skip a beat. Got amongst men to rap deity against mere mortals with a pen.
Every verse I tend to slaughter, the beats become martyrs to my madness. You gain no interest, money in the mattress. Talking about practice, profession is the answer. Burn the booth down, the flow is JoJo Dancer.
Vocab is wicked, Satan worships the wordsmith. My soul can't be purchased, the industry is nervous. Got along without him, cut the cord. Started walking, money wasn't where they mouth is. I couldn't hear.
I don't want to hear them either. Turn doubters to believers. Don't believe us. What you staring at? Two overachievers. Give them fever. Turn their family into grievers. Your career is egregious. Best bet. Stand down. Start following the leaders.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lyric Jones, holding it down for the real artists worldwide. And I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine Michelle. Yeah.
Yeah, special dedication. I'm sending this one out to you and you and you and you. I said to you and you and you. She cold-blooded. Love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blind in my sight. Cause all I see is a
hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing. Word. Your body like a flick. It got surprise and twist.
Yeah.
I write the script, the main character, your thighs and hips.
Wow.
Award for best supporting role, go see your eyes and lips. The way you move your body, got them stiff like a hieroglyph.
Yeah,
I watch you dance across the floor to the title track. You about to get me off the wall like Michael Jack. I make a scribe in your beauty, my sacred duty. I will write a song, write a book, write a play, make a movie.
Hey, hey, hey.
Special dedication. I love your country ass.
Damn.
I love your city sass.
Word.
I love how your normal ways you catch them pretty fast. You suit the pretty craft.
Yeah.
Harass you in your past.
Yeah.
I love how you snap back and get the last laugh. I
love the way your crib smell like Votivo candle incense. The white voice you use on the phone when you handle business. I love it when you're freaking. I love when you were ladies rocking through knockers from the late 80s, raising babies. I love her, God bless you. Your body's something special. I love to play connect the dots with your facial freckles. No need for fashion policing because I love your style.
Love it.
Whatever happened to Shanice, baby, I love your smile.
Love it.
I might be falling in love, should I let her know? My pimp told me if I love her, I should let her go. I sing her praises every time they play this instrumental, cause she instrumental to my life, to my life, to my...
Hey, 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 hey. Special dedication.
Love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot.
You're my hot.
And you're my hot.
And you're my hot.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blind in my sight. Cause all I see is a hot.
You're my hot.
And you're my hot.
And you're my hot.
Word. Let me take you by the hand. You need to try your man to fight it down. I have your groupies out like excited fans. I promise you'll be climbing walls like Spider-Man. Need buckle and you hit the floor when you try to stand. So you drop it like it's hot. Oh, it's so heavy. You and me, we can leave now. We can go steady. How about we be jetty? Because I'm so ready to bounce like a 64 Chevy. Word.
Hey, 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 hey,
special dedication.
You need to fall back. 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 right there.
You'll feel it. Yo, what's up? This is John O.
And this is Priest Forever.
And we are the Gecko Brothers.
And you are listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine Michelle. This is what you need to be listening to. Get right.
And stay gecko.
Yeah, y'all. Your girl Nadine is back on Bodega Fresh Six Man Radio. Another Sunday night already coming to an end. I know most of you are probably out there watching Soul Train Awards. I know I'm going to check it out tonight and see what's going on, see some excellent performances, see what's going down. And speaking of performances, I just want to thank my guest tonight, Lyric Jones, dope MC, singer, drummer, bass player, DJ, producer, writer, you name it, she's doing it. And look out and catch her album, Jones Street, on Bandcamp. You can catch it on iTunes, probably on Amazon. She's really doing it up out there in L.A., definitely manifesting her dreams and everything. So thank you so much, Lyric, for blessing me today on the show. And I'm going to be looking out for you, definitely going to be playing your music. Want you to come back on the show when you have some new music you want to drop, you know. So it kind of brings me towards the end of the show. I got another 15 minutes to grace y'all with some really great music. I played some Lyric Jones music that I played was Lost on Repeat. Also, Trapped in the City Lights and Sunshine, the remix, all by the wonderfully talented Lyric Jones. So she is no joke, y'all. Y'all need to support and check her out. I'm not going to play anything but the best on here in indie music and, you know, sign music as well. But I got to let y'all know what I'm listening to. I'm listening to these kind of artists. You should as well. They're dope. They're on the scene. They're doing it, you know. And let's see. What else do I have to tell you? The next episode of Bodega Fresh, I'm going to be featuring the Gecko Brothers. Good duo from Harlem with John O and Priest Forever. I mean, they are hip-hop junkies to the core. You're not going to want to miss this interview. It's an in-depth hip-hop interview. It's really dope. Both of these brothers are doing big things. Priest Forever, he's producer. He's performed with KRS-One. He's toured with them. He's opened up for all kinds of independent artists. And I don't know if y'all know this, but his father is Larry Blackman from Cameo. I said it. I said it, Priest. I'm sorry. People need to know sometimes who you really are, even though you're pretty humble about it. But still, he's going to be on the next Bodega Fresh, which is actually next Sunday, December 2nd. Yeah, I'm going to get back on track with my first and third Sundays. So next Sunday, 7 p.m., next episode of Bodega Fresh with the Gecko Brothers. And I got a special announcement for y'all. Special announcement. I'm going to pause the music. This Saturday, December 1st, I am going to be at Recoup Lounge, 210 Rivington Street, between Ridge and Pitt. My show of 2012 is coming up, y'all. A Lady in Waiting, yes. I am also a singer on the circuit trying to do her thing. In fact, I'm not trying. I'm doing my thing. So I want y'all to come out and support and check me out. Six Man Radio approved. Recoup Lounge, 210 Rivington Street between Ridge and Pitt, down on the Lower East Side. It's a $10 cover. I got a really quick set at 8 o'clock, and I mean 8 o'clock sharp. It's not no CP time, so if you're going to come through, come on time, and I'm going to do a little quick 30-minute set. I definitely could use your support. So that's all I really got to say about that. Come through December 1st, this Saturday coming up, y'all. A Lady in Waiting, yours truly, Nadine Michelle, will be blessing the stage. So come through for that. And also on Six Man Radio next Saturday, we're going to be doing a salute to the Wu-Tang Clan. We're going to do it up. So tune in for that with myself and the Bad Seed. That's next Saturday on Six Man Radio. So let me see what I'm going to go out and play a little. one of my favorite ensembles, and those of you who are into jazz and love jazz, it's not just the old school stuff, y'all. There are people our age, younger people that are really making a presence on the circuit, and one of these groups called the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Y'all definitely Google them. They are a dope group of brothers. They're about eight brothers, I think. And they are all brothers. They all play horns. And I think their cousin's on the drums. It's a family affair. They're out of Chi-Town, if I'm not mistaken. And they are one of the dopest sets of jazz brass ensembles that I've seen. To see them in person is just like, you're just in awe. You just stop and be like, oh, what is it about black men and horns? I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how dope it is. So I'm going to get into a little bit of their music, and I'm going to be out. But again, you guys, catch me this Saturday at Recoup Lounge. My show is at 8 o'clock sharp. Doors open at 7. It's $10 at the door. And also that night, we're doing a salute to Wu-Tang Clan on Six Man Radio. And your girl is back on Bodega Fresh next Sunday with the Gecko Brothers. Can't miss that in-depth interview on hip-hop, y'all. So I'm about to be out. Bless y'all with this music from Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Look them up, y'all. Shout out to Larry Jones for blessing me again. Peace, y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Hamilton of Mood Swings, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio with my girl, Nadine Michelle.
Understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.